and minds is to be one. Because there's where the strength is. And Satan has done a masterful job. He has caused you to be in your groves. You go to your little groves. You got your sons above him, your daughters. You got mama, you got daddy. You got grandmother. You got your feelings, your emotions. Everything is before him. And so those are your groves. And so if he doesn't coincide with your grove, with your master, your lord, then you don't go his way. We make provisions for everything but for your way. So they couldn't answer him a word because their sins would have found them out. And Elijah said unto the people, I alone remain a prophet of Almighty Yahweh. But Baal prophets are 450 men, outnumbered, outgunned. There's no winning battle there. And Yahweh intended for it to be that way. There are 1 billion Muslims, aren't but a few saints. Aren't but a few. Just a few. Just a few. Then Elijah said, I even alone remain a prophet of Yahweh, but Baal prophets are 450. He said, let them therefore, I want to give you a proposition. Give us 2 bullocks. And let them choose 1 bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces. And lay it on wood. And put a fire under it. And I will dress and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock. And I will lay it on wood and put no fire under. And call ye. Look at what he said now. He said, and call ye on the name of your gods. I want to read that the way it is in the King James. He said, and call ye on the names of your gods. And I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. So he told them to call on their gods. And he said, I'm going to call on my God. I don't believe that they shut and said God. And he said God. There's no way. For how could have there been a distinction between their God and the one that he knew? He said, you call on your God. I want to define the word call before I go to the Father. Now, this is what the word call means. Call now. It is a verb. This is what it means. To speak in a loud, distinct voice so as to be heard at a distance. Shout. To utter in a loud, distinct voice. To announce or read loudly or authoritatively. To vociferate. To yell. To scream, to roar, to bellow, to cry. Now, that's what call is. That's what call now. He said, you call upon your powers to be. And I will call upon Yahweh. And we're going to find out which one has a distinct quality. And the name is totally different. He said, you call upon him. You call upon your God. And I will call upon, as this rendition says, the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered. See, they answered on that one. They answered him there. And all the people answered, it is well spoken. Verse 25. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you 1 bullock for yourselves and dress it first. For ye are many, and call on the name of your gods. Put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it. And they call on the name of Baal. From morning even unto noon, they made a distinctive sound. They called Baal. They made a distinctive sound. Yahweh has a distinctive sound in his name. He said, you call. And they call, the scripture says, on Baal. From morning unto noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them. And he said, cry aloud. He told them how to cry. make it louder. For he is a God. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is on a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth, and must be awakened. And they cried aloud, and they cut themselves after the manner with knives and lancets. We've seen that recently, as we saw the Shiites there in Iraq go back to their form of worship. The men splitting their heads open, blood profusely running out of their foreheads. The same spirit. They cut themselves in their ritual forms of worship. And they call on that name Baal. And Yahweh allowed them to do it for hours, day and night. I mean, that whole day, from the morning until noon. Even until that evening, they cried, they cut themselves. They jumped on the altar. They said they cut themselves until blood gushed out upon them. The blood gushed out. Do you understand what a gush is? A tremendous flow. Until the blood gushed out of their forehead, they cut themselves. The blood gushed out. And they called upon the name of Baal. That's what they did. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice, nor any answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of Yahweh that was broken down. That is the first step in Elijah. The altar must be prepared. It's a place of worship. It's a place of sacrifice. It's a place of commitment. You got to repair that. That's the first start there. You got to prepare your heart and your mind to serve him. You got to prepare yourself to be real with him. That's the first place he started. He prepared the altar. And you got to start at the altar of your heart. The altar of your mind. You got to get real with the Father. You can't be a hypocrite or false. You must get real with him. And so he started there. He prepared the altar. The place of consecration. The place of worship. The place of purity. And so it starts in your heart. The altar of a man's heart. You must start there. You must be gathered to cleanse yourself and divest yourself of all those things that cause you to cry out. And yet Yahweh, your God, never answers you. You sacrifice unto Baal. You're the Lord of your flesh. You sacrifice unto your flesh. You will do anything your flesh commands and tells you to do. Then it takes away from the altar of worship. It takes away from prayer. It takes away from sincerity. It takes away from devotion. It takes away time from searching the scriptures. Oh, you can deny it all we want to, but it is the truth. You can reject it, but it is still the truth. So it begins at the altar. You must begin to prepare the altar first. The altar of your heart. Whereby there will be pure vows of worship and sincere sacrifices of thanksgivings and praises unto the Father. It can't be nothing that's false. It has to be real and genuine. For the altars were broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, and whom the word of Yahweh came, saying, Yisrael shall be thy name. How that the name of Baal was called upon. How Elijah spoke concerning the name of Jacob being called Yisrael. And with the stones he built an altar. He built it in the name of Almighty Yahweh. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the block in pieces and laid them on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran about the altar. And he filled the trenches also with the water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near. And he said, Yahweh Almighty of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known. He said, let it be known now, this day, that thou art Yahweh in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. It had to be known who he was. It had to be known who he was. It must be known to you whom he is. It must be known in your heart whom he is. And you know, if you got an altar that is not in his name, then it's not the altar. It must be in his name. Elijah built the altar in the name of Yahweh. He said, you cried unto your God, and they cried unto Baal. It had to be a distinct sound between Baal and the God that, quote, God that Elijah called upon, because there had to be a distinct difference. And he always said, you do that. You call on yours, and they call on him day until the evening sacrifice. Sure they did. That's what Scripture says. He said, let it be known on this day that thou art Yahweh in Israel, that you are the only one. Hear me, O Yahweh, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Yahweh, that thou art Yahweh, and thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of Yahweh fell and consumed the burnt sacrifices, and the wood and the stones and the dust licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. And they said that Yahweh, he is Elohim. Yahweh is the Elohim. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal. Let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said, Ahab, get thee up, drink, for there is the sound of an abundance of rain. He said, as the scripture says, that as the people saw this mighty work of Yahweh, it had to be known whether it was of Baal or of Almighty Yahweh. That's why he gave them a command that to prove their God. Yet he did not speak. Yet he did not make a move. And yet Almighty Yahweh made a move that was incomprehensible. He did something that they knew that it had to be him. For they knew the story of how the forefathers was led out of Israel. And how the Dead Sea parted. Isn't that amazing that even Baal, as he told them to call on the names of their gods, that they call on the name of Baal. That's what it says. And when it comes to the name of the Father, there's nothing there for what name that Elijah called upon. But he has a name. And you must tear down the altar that will not bring glory unto him. And cause the altar of righteousness to be established in your heart. Your altar of your traditions are going to take you down into darkness. Going to destroy your soul. Your feelings are full of sin. They're wicked because you're wicked. Your emotions are going to destroy you. It has to be something wrong in this rendition. If they had one that his name was enunciated, cried aloud. And yet the Father, the Heavenly Father, he had no name to be enunciated. And if they had said, God, help us, God. And Elijah also said, God, you're the one that answered God. Which God did answer? Because they said, God, answer by fire. Send the fire down. The scriptures tells us how that Satan is going to cause fire to come down. So don't tell me that it is not or that will not be. And so the one that answered by fire, they all called God. If they all called God, what God? What God? Which one? And we have built altars in our lives. You've got the altar of your son, your daughters, your grandchildren, everything but Yahweh. You got time for them and their folly, their sins. You are at ease in Zion. You see your own sins and there is no pure repentance. He said, tell Ahab, because sin is destroyed. The prophets of Baal are wiped out. When you get that prophet, when that Baal, that lording prophet of you, that's you. You're the lording prophet. Yeah, you're the lording prophet. You are the Lord and you rule. You're the one that lords. You're the one that with cruelty ruled even your heart. You allowed it to retain wickedness. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It is not your brother, sister. You allow your heart to maintain anger, to be strengthened by wickedness, to be strengthened by hatred, to be strengthened by dislike. You allow your heart. No man made you do that. No one made your heart to express that kind of emotion. It was an issue in you, and it flowed from your own heart. Didn't flow from my heart. Didn't flow from your brother, your sister's heart. It flowed from your own heart. It came out of you. It didn't come out of someone else. It came from your own heart. That's where it came from. And so when you need help, there's no answer from even your own hearts. You cry and there's no answer there. You look for some kind of consolation, there's no answer there. There's no comfort coming from that evil thing. For it's against the truth. It's against the Father. They call upon their lords. And yet there was no answer. He said, I want to show you it's going to be an extreme thing. In this hour, it must be an extreme thing. Unless he save his people, they're not going to be saved. He must save us. Salvation belongs unto Yahweh. If he doesn't save us, we're not going to be saved. He must. It must be an extreme thing. As he saved Israel. For they were pursuing after strange things. He had to do something profound. And he's going to do it profoundly in our hearts. That he must make himself known unto his people. And he's going to make himself known by the power of his name that is revealed with true intent and purpose in a man's heart. That's it. I don't care what you think. I don't care what your traditions have taught me. I know what they've taught me. I know what they've taught you. I don't care what you think, how you feel. It has nothing to do with that. He said, let it be known that thou art Yahweh. Let it be known. Let it be known who thou art. And I'm your servant. I'm your prophet. This day. And he's going to let it be known that who he is. And his house who it is. These are mine. These are my servants. These are my elect. These are my call out. And it shall be known. And he's going to take the prophets and the false ones. And he's going to destroy them. And the fire of darkness. You're always going to do that. Elijah was this representation of this mighty king. He took those prophets and he killed every one of them with the sword. No, he killed them because he alone was not a prophet of Yahweh. And he took the sword by the Spirit of Yahweh. He killed every last one. Yeah, he meant that. He killed them all. He killed them. Now, this is not the one you know. This is not the one your tradition and your religion teach you. But this one. He killed every last one of them. And there was a reason he had to do that. Why? Because to instill fear in their hearts and to bring them back to the one that had redeemed them. From Egypt, from the curse, from sin, and we don't realize who's redeemed us. That's why Messiah doesn't mean anything to us. Our minds are not on him. We're just like Obadiah. We say we know that he saved us, and our minds are given unto everything except his true word. We don't allow scripture today. That's why men would turn and run against Yahweh. Why? Because he revealed their sins and their lack of understanding. We're saltish people. We don't know as much as we think we know. That's why we're going to have to be directed by the Spirit. He must. He is the one. Not David Roberts. And it certainly isn't you. He is the Spirit. And he's going to speak that way. And he's going to speak in a way that is going to cause the soul of man that every altar, every false thing, every false hope is going to be torn down. Every false illusion is going to be ripped out. Everything that they have strength in is going to be ripped out. It's going to be torn out. You got strength in anything but him. It's going to be ripped out. It's going to be torn out. He wants to have strength in him and hope in him. That's where our hope is. In that body, that resurrection of Messiah, Yahshua. That's where our strength is. That's where our hope is. In that body being resurrected from the grave. Without that, we have no hope at all. He's going to cause you to tear down those that are his. He's going to, you're going to destroy every spirit there is, every vile thing, every spirit of Baal. I don't care who it is, you're going to destroy that. You will not allow it to rise up and to take power in your life. No, we're not. And so that's why there's going to be famine, as it was in the day of Elijah. It was a famine. Not only was there a famine for the bread and the water, death was filled the land, but also for the hearing of the word. They had to hear from Elijah for the rain to come. And the rain did not come until he spoke it. It says in verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth as he bowed and put his face toward his knees. And he said to his servant, go up now. Look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Don't let nothing stop thee. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind. And there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of Yahweh was upon Elijah. And he girded up his loins with truth, because he knew he had spoken truth. And he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. He beat the horse and the chariots there. Why? Because his loins were girded up, and you always say, get up, and you go there, and you go meet him there, and he's going to know that it's me. You're going to know that it's him in this hour. We've had this false imagination of Yahweh and this false perception. It hasn't been according to truth. Hasn't been according to his word. You tell me that he acts in you that way, and acts in me this way, and acts in that one that way. You hate this one, I dislike this one. I fight that one, I despise this one. Your love for this one is different than that one. You are a liar on your way to hell, and it's not your way. There was famine in the land, and it touched every last one of them. It touched Ahab and the whole house of Israel. Why? Because they sinned against Yahweh. They were at ease in Zion like this generation. They did evil in the sight of Almighty Yahweh. That's why Ahab was the king. That's why he's given us kings and rulers that are evil men. So, because we have our insidious wicked ways. And we do things under the cloak of our self-righteousness. But it's not according to the will of Yahweh. That's why charlatans and false prophets and false preachers and brothers are rising up today, because of the hearts of men. And Yahweh's given them just what they are, and associated with them just what they are. That's why they're rising up. He's given them that. Hearts to turn unto Baal, lordship of their own will and their flesh. He's given you those that will lord you too, and show you how to lord yourself. And cause you to be in bondage and bound down. Bowing down too. Thank you. Not to his will. Not to the altar of the Father. They call upon Baal. And Elijah called upon Yahweh. Say what you want. He did not call upon Lord God. He called upon Yahweh. You can discount it all you want to. You can separate yourself from it just because he's separating from you. He made a distinct separation. Who on Baal's side and who's on his side? And when the folks knew that that was the name, they fell down, they cried, and they say, certainly this is the one that delivered us out of Israel, out of Egypt. Not Baal, for he could not even answer them. This is a rebellious generation. The one that is full of sin, full of their own wickedness and their hardness. He's going to have a people that's going to tear down the altars. They're going to tear down every altar Baal. Everything we've built in the name of our false religion and our false doctrine is going to be torn down. Hallelujah. They're going to know that that name is the name above all. Sure it is. They're not going to build upon some false premises or false foundations. We built upon that. So he brought a man like Elijah to say to the house, tear it down. You have to tear it down too. You're going to have to tear it down. Yeah, we're going to have to tear it down. You're going to tear yourself down in all your corrupt ways. Sure you are. I want to read a few verses at 19, and I want to stop there, because that's where I'm going to pick up on the Shabbat. And Ahab told Jezebel all, not some, but all that Elijah had done. And withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and he went for his life, and he came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judea, and left his servants there. I will continue on the Shabbat, on that episode. Jezebel and the Spirit. And what Yahweh must do, and how he must do what he's going to do to that spirit in order for his people not to be seduced. Let the gods do to me this day, because I will make your life miserable. Yahweh has the answer to all things. He's going to watch over his house, just his house, and nothing else. May his peace fill your hearts tonight. May the anointing of Yahweh overcharge you and give you strength. For Messiah is coming. Be encouraged tonight, saints. I am encouraged. I really am. I'm glad of what he's doing. I'm grateful for what He has done. I believe in all things we should give thanks. I don't care what it is, how despairing it seems, how perplexing it seems. We give thanks in all things. All things. And I will do that despite what the enemy does. I am grateful for everything that He has done. Everything. 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 May Yahweh bless you. Just live by faith. I bless Yahweh tonight. Be encouraged. I am. Keep your hearts up. He's coming. I believe that above all things. I'm happy with what He's doing. I really am. I am. And I do take delight in what He's doing. I really am. I'm not discouraged one bit. Y'all may see me cry, but I'm not discouraged. It's not because of that. And I sure don't need no pity party. I don't. You're not going to do that to me. I'm not discouraged. Not one bit at all. I'm happy with what He's doing. I really am. I was talking to Brother Dave yesterday. I said, boy, it's awful quiet around here. He said, yeah, awful peaceful. It's quiet, but I bless the Father for that. I'm very grateful. If I'm in Him and He's in me, that's all that matters. And you want to be big, preacher? No, I don't want to be big. I'm too big physically already. I don't want to be big. I just want to be in Him and make Him everything. I'm happy with everything. Even the lies that folks speak against me, I'm happy. I am. I am.